WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is back on Australian soil for the first time in more than a decade after walking free following a plea deal with US prosecutors. Mr. Assange has landed in Canberra and has been reunited with his family after pleading guilty to a single US espionage charge in a deal with the Department of Justice. This ends a 14-year saga, including 5 years spent in a high-security prison in the UK and 7 years before that in self-exile in the Ecuadorian embassy in London. His arrival in Australia also brings an end to a 48-hour journey home, beginning on Monday in London on a private jet to Bangkok, chartered by the Australian government, touching down in the US territory of the Northern Mariana Islands for his sentencing hearing on Wednesday. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, speaking after Mr. Assange's arrival in Canberra, said it ended a long-running legal process.
I do want to express my appreciation to the United States and the United Kingdom for their efforts in making this possible. As Prime Minister, I have been very clear that regardless of what you think of his activities, Mr. Assange's case had dragged on for far too long.